A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yuma Daf Yudalid, Yuma 14a, pagination page 27, starting from the Mishnah, about 15 lines from the top. Kol Shivas Hayamim, all 7 days preceding Yom Kippur, these days of sequestering, designated to prepare the Kohen Gadol for the service on Yom Kippur. Hu Zorek Es Adam, Umakter Es Hektoros, Umetev Es Haneros, Umakav Es Harosh Ve Es Haregel. The Kohen Gadol during those days is going to do the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, and as Rashi tells us, as a preparation so that he should be all ready for the Avoda on Yom Kippur, he should be very involved, not a bystander, and on Yom Kippur he's going to do the Avoda almost exclusively. U'shar kal hayomim, and all other days of the year, Emratza lahakriv makriv, if he wants, then he can always come in and decide that he wants to do this particular avoda, and the people, the kohanim, designated on that shift, cannot object. Shekohen gadol makriv chelik perosh v'notel chelik perosh, because the kohen gadol can bring first choice, whatever he wants, and he takes from what's available to the kohanim, he also takes first choice. The Gemara picks on one nuance of this Mishnah to start off our analysis, and it focuses on this rule that he would be doing the Avoda during these 7 days. The problem is that during these 7 days, at least on day 3 and day 7, at the very least, they were sprinkling him with the water from the Parah Aduma. If such, the Gemara objects, according to Rabbi Akiva, he is not available to do the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash when he's getting sprinkled like that, because granted, it's only sprinkling for a chumrah, for a stringency, and really we believe that he is tahar. And for the rest of the year, we allowed him to do the avoda just like every other kohen, because of a cheskes taira, the assumption that he was tahar. But you ended up sprinkling him because you wanted to upgrade for the sake of the service on Yom Kippur. The result of that upgrade, the result of that sprinkling, is that we have a problem on our hands according to the shita of Rabbi Akiva. What does Rabbi Akiva hold that causes the problem over here, the inconsistency? Rabbi Akiva holds that a tahar, a person who did not need the sprinkling of the Parah Aduma on him, who got sprinkled, becomes tamei to the level that he has to go to mikvah, and he's tahar the next day, no problem. But after the sprinkling, until he goes to mikvah and achieves the new day, nightfall, he's still tamei. And so, if you sprinkle the Kohen Gadol on a specific day, let's say even if it's only 3 and 7, so those days he's going to be pasul for avoda, invalid. And the Mishnah told us, kol shivas hayamim, a bold statement, all 7 days he's doing the service. He can't do the service. These two things are incompatible. You can't have him doing the service and sprinkling him with the water from the Parah Aduma. So the Gemara tells us, Man Tana, who's the opinion of this Mishnah? Amar Rav Chista says, Deloka Rabbi Akiva, it could be the majority opinion of the Chachamim who argue on Rabbi Akiva, but it can't be Rabbi Akiva. Beginning of the next line, Di Rabbi Akiva, because if it was Rabbi Akiva, Ha Amar Tahar Shanafla Alav Haza Timaso. A person who's pure, who's Tahar, and it fell upon him, the sprinkling of the Parah Aduma, it makes him tamei. Hechi avid avoda, how could he possibly be doing the avoda all 7 days in preparation for Yom Kippur? Detanya, as we learnt, according to Rabbi Akiva, vihiza hatohar al hatamei, they're going to be sprinkling from the pure person to the tamei person, al hatamei tohar, fal tohar, Tomei, Devi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds, if the person is Tameh, he becomes Tahar. If the person was Tahar, he becomes Tameh. Agreed. He doesn't become Tameh to the extent of a Tameh Mase coming in touch with a dead body, which is the way that a person would normally want purification from the Parah Aduma, but he does become Tameh, albeit a lesser form of Tumah. He just has to go to Mikvah, but according to Rabbi Akiva, he would be invalid to bring the Karbanos during these 7 days of preparation, at least not on all of those days. This concept that a person who was Tahar, got sprinkled, becomes Tameh, according to Rabbi Akiva, would make it very easy to understand the famous statement from Shlomo HaMelech. You could see it printed in our Gemara about 17 lines from the bottom. Shlomo HaMelech said, Amarti ech kama, v'hi rechoka mimeni. I said I am wise, I can understand Torah and all of its intricacies, but really it's very far from me. And we have a tradition that Shlomo HaMelech said this about the Parah Aduma, that there was something that was very confusing to him, he did not understand. Rabbi Akiva's understanding of Parah Aduma would be, according to Rabbi Akiva, what Shlomo was talking about. You sprinkle it on a Tahar person, so even though if you sprinkled it on a Tomei person, he becomes Tahar, it's very powerful, this Parah Aduma. But if you sprinkle it on a person who's already Tahar, he becomes Tamei. It's wondrous. Don't understand it. Amarti ech kama v'hi rechoka mimeni. Okay. So the first approach, Amud Aleph, is that our Mishnah is not Rabbi Akiva. It has to follow like the Chachamim who disagree. And the Chachamim say that Shlomo's confusion was regarding something else. We'll discuss that in a moment. But the Chachamim say that sprinkling the Kohen Gadol, who's ostensibly Tahar, is not going to mess him up. It's only an upgrade, and it's only good, and he can do the service all 7 days. But according to Rabbi Akiva, he would not be able to do the service all 7 days. Our Mishnah is not Rabbi Akiva. Let's turn the page, and on the top of Amud Beis, middle of the line, we see a possible solution to this problem. Abaya Omar Abaya says, Afilu teme Rabbi Akiva, it could be it is Rabbi Akiva. The Avid Avoda Kula Yoma, let the Kohen Gadol do the service the entire day of these 7 days. Ulefanya, and when it's getting close to sunset, Madu Ale, sprinkle him, Vitavil, and he'll have time, he'll go to Mikvah right away, Va'ovid Herev Shemesh, and he'll get nightfall, and he'll be Tahar again. Abaya says you're making this as an inconsistency. There is a solution, and it's not so far-fetched, and our Mishnah could follow the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. In any case, the Rambam does not go like Rabbi Akiva. Halacha lemaisa, we do not understand the confusion of Parah Aduma based on Rabbi Akiva, that a person whose Tahar who got sprinkled becomes Tameh, but rather, and the Rambam outlines this if you want to look it up, in Hilchos Parah Aduma, in the last chapter, Perek Tes Vav, chapter 15, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam explains that a person who comes in contact with the Parah Aduma water, not for the purpose of sprinkling somebody, or being sprinkled. That's the case, maga and masa, coming in contact with it or carrying it, not for the purpose of servicing a person who's tameh, that would be the case where the person becomes tameh, and depending on what he did and how much water there was, his garments can also become tameh. And that's the discussion, which is the confusion that Shlomo HaMelech commented on, that the person who's getting sprinkled goes from a very severe level of Tumah and becomes Tahar, And a person who came in contact with that same holy water, that same powerful water, a person who came in contact with it not for the purpose of purification would become tamei and would be required to go to mikvah. Yasher koach, have a wonderful day.